Okay, so the first thing to do is just to look at the cards. The very simplest thing you do with any image is just to notice the image and let yourself relate to it in whatever way. Just be affected. You look at the individual
card.
It doesn't matter. Start, do whatever you like. You can look at individual ones to see how they feel like they're coming, affecting each other. Just okay. Gradually just spend a little time just coming into relationship with this layout. So the mound and the grail at the centre, the lady and the knight at the east, the swan boat of Avalon in the west, the sword, the stone and the lion in the south, the mystical cathedral and the glowing chalice in the north, the mound deep in the centre, and in the mound the living grail. Just getting a felt sense for yourself of the cards and the energies they represent. Okay, now decide who is going to embody the white heart first and who is going to be the seeker. So one's going to be the seeker, one is going to be the white heart. So just decide between who's going to go first. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so those of you, so I'm going to talk first to those who are being seekers. So just begin by just being present in your body and closing your eyes for a moment. Have the rest of the pack near at hand, because there's going to be shuffling of the pack involved. So make sure you've got the rest of the pack with you. Okay. They're not shuffling yet, but just have it. Just make sure you, in a moment I'll be saying shuffle the cards. So but if you're the seeker, just for the moment, just have the cards near you, because you will be shuffling the cards in a moment. But begin by just closing your eyes, be aware of your body and breath. And again, come into relationship with this image of the wasteland and the search for the grail, as it applies to you in your life, in whatever way that it does. So be aware of the felt sense of the layout of the cards that you've been looking at. Be aware of the felt sense of the wasteland and the quest for the grail. So being the seeker. Really letting yourself sense that quality of seeking, searching, desire for wholeness or healing or wisdom, or however that quest presents itself to you. Feel the quest in the heart of the body. And just sit with that for a moment while I speak to those who are embodying the white heart. So those of you who are embodying the white heart, again, just close your eyes. Bring to mind also this sense of the wasteland and the search for healing, the search for wholeness, the search for the grail. But feel yourselves at the center of the wood, at the center of the mound, in the center of the world, being the still mercurial presence, being the white heart, being that responsive aspect of the universe, this living, loving presence that guides the seekers. And feel yourselves emerging from the mound, feel yourselves moving among the trees of the forest. And as you are the mercurial being, the white heart, the embodiment of compassion, the embodiment of clarity, the purifying awareness. You find the tangles open before you as you make your way near to the edge of the wood where the seeker awaits you. And the seekers now quietly and slowly start to shuffle their cards, letting that energy of seeking guide the quest, guide the shuffling of the cards, while the white hearts wait on the edge of the wood. And the seekers slowly come to rest, letting the cards become still. And now they hand the cards to the white heart, who receives the quest of the seeker. And in whatever order feels appropriate, lays out 5 more cards on top of the cards that are laid out, not following any particular pattern, trusting the almost the movements of your hands. And the center card, yes, 5 cards. So that all 5 cards are covered. Now for a moment, the white hearts are going to just look at the cards. Once again, the simple act of looking at the cards, looking at the images. And when you feel ready, you are going just to offer some from the cards and from the ideas or the images that flow to you. You're going to offer some guidance to the seeker.
Do they open their eyes and look or not?
Yeah, can do, yeah. Whatever you want to do. You can be seekers have their eyes shut or they can have their eyes open. It's really up to what you feel is right. Sometimes it can be very powerful to have your eyes closed. Sometimes it's better to have them open.
Skill. Yeah. 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 Yeah.